get. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
That's Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. And as I mentioned on my show yesterday, I'm going to start from time to time giving you, movies that are on Google Video that you can go in at your leisure and watch, which I think are very informative. And three of those that I mentioned yesterday are, number one, the Clinton Chronicles. You want to make sure you watch that movie so you can at least be up to speed and pass this out to your friends and neighbors, give them this information so they can go watch it. Also, Obstruction of Justice. You want to make sure that they see that movie, and as well as yourself, for the two boys on the railroad tracks cover up under the governor of Arkansas, Clinton, debacle, and also the MENA cover up. You want to make sure that you take a view of that and enlighten your friends, neighbors, and relatives with that. I want to make a quick mention that Edna Lane Brown's blog. I was reading through their blog today. I got an email on it. I wanted to give credit to Danny Riley because he wrote a really, really good article today, and being that I've read the Internal Revenue Service Code, I want to give Danny Riley kudos for this, because it was a very good point that he made here, and I'm not going to read the whole article to you, but what I am going to say is that he gives four examples in here of four different people who go into court being charged with tax evasion on different specific items. One of them is on distilled spirits. One of them is on the cigarette business. Another one is on wagers that were accepted, for example, like a bookie or a gambling establishment. And then, of course, the other one is Ed Brown. Now, the reason I want to point this out is in reading the code, and I have read the code, folks, so I know that on the first three, where Johnny American comes into court for not paying his tax on distilled spirits, the court can point right at Section 5001A1 and say, this is the reason why. It says the distiller or importer of distilled spirits shall be liable for the taxes imposed. Second one is on cigarette taxes, and that's 5701, where it says the manufacturer, importer of tobacco products and cigarette papers and tubes shall be liable for the taxes imposed on Section 5701. And also Paul Patriot, I like those names, Danny, on wagers that he accepted. And that's in subtitle 26-4401C, and they point out that he is liable under those specific statutes. They can't do that with Edna Lane Brown, and all Edna Lane Brown have been doing is asking for them to show the law that makes them liable for the income tax, and they can't do it. So all this debacle that's been going on with Edna Lane Brown for so many months up there, being basically isolated on their own property, is not the Browns' fault. They are asking, just like anybody else would ask Susie Citizen or that was being prosecuted, show me the law. In those three instances I gave you, the law can be shown. In Edna Lane Brown case, it can't. Thank you so much, Danny Riley, for that. I want to give you accolades for that wonderful article, and it was something that I knew, but you brought it to light, sir. So I appreciate that, and we'll be back in three with my guest, Don Nikoloff. Stick with me, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll see you in a bit.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my weekly guest, Mr. Don Nikoloff. Don, are you with me today?
Yes, I am, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you today?
I'm just great.
Good. Did I surprise you with that report? Were you listening yesterday when I happened to get into that Mark Rich thing and mentioned Leo Wanta?
Well, yeah, actually, you did. I wanted to congratulate you, and as you so well pointed out, I added a few facts to that, which had come out through the research that I was doing, as well as the research Christopher Story was doing. So,
well, I understand. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, we know him as two names, Mark Rich, which in German is the word Reich. And that's interesting when you think of Reichstag. The event that, you know, the burning of the Reichstag before World War II to get the German people alarmed. Well, Mark Rich's real name is Hans Brandt. And I had seen a store in Milan, Italy, and he was selling high-end restaurant equipment to, you know, this is the front. In actuality, Christopher Story disclosed that he was selling spy equipment in the back door. So it's just a front, but a high-end industrial supply company that was selling ovens and stoves and various types of equipment to the restaurant industry.
Right. Okay. Ovens and stoves. You bet. Well, listen, what's the update on Leo Wanta? We got anything new going on?
Well, there's quite a bit going on. As you would recall, several months ago, I reported that there was a Wisconsin element to the whole investigation. And, you know, you have the mainstream media, of course, is not reporting anything about this. It's all over the web, worldwide. It has been published in Christopher Story's International Currency Review. Some of his other publications, he's got 11 or 12 actual periodicals that he puts out for the world financial community. And, you know, he started out as being a journalist. He specialized in economic issues. He is a consultant to governments and corporations and very important people all over the world. So his information is crucial to the investments that they make. So he takes pride in the accuracy of what he reports. Now, he did report that there was a Wisconsin element to this, and this was the takedown. If you recall, when he was released by federal judge Alice Ross after his illegal extradition from Switzerland, after having been imprisoned in a gulag for 134 days and having survived several attempts on his life, which were concurrent with the takeout of Vince Foster, The Wisconsin authorities, with Bill Clinton's or under the direction of Bill Clinton, brought out these bogus tax levies. Now, what has come out in the recent disclosures and revelations of Story's research, some of this is also what he's finding out from the released Reagan documents regarding Leo Wanta, which is going to be in a 40-page supplement in his next issue of the International Currency Review. This is in addition to the book. In other words, 48 additional pages in a separate booklet that disclose the information and the particulars that the CIA and the Wisconsin authorities and the FBI have been covering up. Because they intended for Leo Wanta to be dead so that they could steal these trillions of dollars. Now, they had him in prison. They were stealing the trillions of dollars. Wisconsin had filed several, not one, not two, not three, actually even beyond four, tax charges, which are now amounting to over $1 million, knowing full well that Leo Wanta was working as an undercover agent for the FBI.
Now, let me stop you. Are you talking about these are recent charges that are being filed?
Oh, they're still sending him a bill. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, they know that he was an agent. Actually, the FBI was involved in the original takedown that landed him in prison here in the United States. Mm-hmm. Now they lied to Judge Torfey in the beginning. I don't know whether or not the judge was complicit. I would like to believe that he wasn't. Of course, I don't have that information without talking to him and seeing if he knew about or participated in any of the payoffs that were going on. But there was a $14,129 charge, and this was supposedly for taxes that Wanta owed while he was in Europe. And this was in the mid-1980s. He was in Europe. He was in Asia. He had been out of the United States for quite some time. They knew his real name, and that these tax charges were in his CIA, FBI, U.S. Treasury name. Remember, his birth name is Lee Emil Wanta, and these charges were brought up under the name Leo Emil Wanta, knowing full well that the name Leo is how he's known in the intelligence community.
And this must be the reason why, under that writ of mandamus that I checked out in West Virginia, they've got both of his names listed.
Well, yes, he listed both of his names because one is his birth name, and he paid his taxes under his birth name. In fact, in 1984, he got a return on his taxes of over $2,000. So he did not owe these taxes. This is prior to 1984 that he was involved in this sting operation involving Falls Vending. Now, Falls Vending is owned or was owned by another person, and they know full well who that person was. In fact, that person died in April of this year. What's interesting is the obituary states that he owned Falls Vending, not Leowanta. So the tax authorities in Wisconsin are continuing. Now, keep in mind, he paid this $129 tax assessment twice. And therein is the example of duplicity. Remember, we've got this $27.5 trillion on the books and off the books, okay? On balance sheets and off balance sheets. And this is how they're covering up the theft of the $27.5 trillion. They got all these 200-plus banks to participate in these scams. And these are international banks, as well as some banks here in the United States. Currently, New York Mellon Bank is the one that's illegally holding the $4.5 trillion of the Wanta settlement money. Why does this money have to go from bank to bank? Ask yourself that question. Anyone with half a brain would say, well, they're laundering the money. They're trying to make it difficult to track down where the $4.5 trillion is. Keeping in mind also that there was a payment by China of $4.5 trillion. There was a payment by the Bank of England for $4.5 trillion. The same people have been involved in stealing $4.954 trillion of the Queen's gold through, coincidentally, the Bank of England. Again, Sir Eddie George has been arrested and reprimanded by the Queen, and for all intents and purposes, those monies have not been paid. So Christopher Story, on a third assessment of that money, having been in the United States, paid some about $35,000, although they divide this money up according to what goes to the Bureau of Prisons, what goes to the attorney. Leowanta never hired an attorney. They wouldn't allow him to hire his own attorney. They assigned one, which smacks of a CIA complicit attorney. In other words, they always know what Leowanta is going to do because the guy's working for both sides, which is what they do to people in the courts today, in family courts and probate and real estate and bankruptcy. They do the same thing. They don't let you present evidence. They don't let you present any witnesses. You are not allowed to cross-examine witnesses. Basically, he was whitewashed into an intelligence scam that threw him in jail. After his partner, Howie Kwan Kok, had been murdered in Hong Kong, having had a visit from George H.W. Bush 10 days prior. So, and that was rat poison that killed him, by the way.
I know, Well, it fascinates me how many people, how deep this goes, how many people are involved in it. And as I mentioned, I was talking on the show yesterday about how far back it goes and the ties in the administration, the ties with the Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson, who also happens to be a candidate for the 2008 run for presidency. The ties between Rudolph Giuliani and George H.W. Bush, who is also another candidate for president. I mean, and I wanted to get your thoughts on one thing. I read yesterday that there was actually 25 worldwide secret Bush family accounts that laundered illicit proceeds, and one account was owned jointly with the Queen of England. It was the Coutts Bank of London, and then Coutts Bank of London, and right in with that vicinity of time, or shortly thereafter, George H.W. Bush was knighted by the Queen. Do you think that might have anything to do with it?
It's got a lot to do with it. In fact, Pilgrim Investments is one of the companies or corporations that Bush and the Queen use together. Bush uses it primarily as a personal vehicle. It is the biggest investor into Hutchison Whampoa, which is one of the ownerships of Li Ka-shing, who was one of the Chinese Illuminati. And all these port debacles that we've been witnessing over the past couple of years, Ports Dubai and then Hutchison Whampoa, is directly related to Pilgrim Investments. And then that brings Mark Rich kind of indirectly into the picture, too.
Okay. Tell you what, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in three with more. I've got a lot on this today. And we also might talk a little bit about this bridge collapse up in Minnesota. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, my special guest every week, Don Nikoloff. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my weekly guest, Don Nikoloff. Okay, where were we, Don? Let's continue here. We were on what I think the last words you said were something about Hutchison Whampoa. Is that right?
Hutchison Whampoa, which is the international shipping company that is building a series of ports in deep water around Mexico as we speak. They are under Costco. They're probably the company that has facilitated Costco taking over the port of Long Beach in the early 1990s, 25-year lease, and that was permitted is just incomprehensible to me and most people in California, yet they still run that. By the way, on the board of Costco in Long Beach is Alexander Haig. Remember that name. Now, going back to Hutchison Whampoa and Pilgrim Investments, this has been Bush's way of buying into the international market, particularly shipping. And remember, the Bush family going way back to Samuel P. Bush and Prescott Bush, was heavily invested in international shipping with both the Russians and the Nazis. And we know this from Webster Tarpley's research, as well as many, many other people. T.H. Teton's wrote about this in 1953 in his book Germany Plots with the Kremlin, which was an alert to the world about the Madrid Circular, which was the Germans, and we're speaking about the Nazis here, their declaration that Für uns der Krieg ist niemals vorbei, which in German or in English means, for us, the war was never over. And it's we're witnessing the carrying out of the same events. Now, that said, in Wisconsin, after Wanta paid the two separate $14,129 tax assessments, and these were bogus, they were fraudulent, they knew they were fraudulent, he still paid them, and then they came up with a third one, which was paid on the 12th of July, 2005, by Christopher Story. Christopher Story was in the United States at that time. In fact, sometime around during that time and before, he had already testified twice before Congress on some issues related to world economics. And he was approached by attorney Stephen Goodwin, and Story cut him a check for or a bank draft for $35,000. Now, this was drawn on check number 1098 at Bank of America for $30,626.97 to the Wisconsin Department of Corrections Patrol agent Michelle Reel. She gave the receipt, which is number 227-0992, P as in Paul, P as in Paul, document number 1303787 for that amount, $30,626.97. And she wrote on, in her own hand, for rest, meaning that that was restitution. Mm-hmm. That bought Leo Wanta a five-year dispensation on a continuing house arrest, which was supposed to end November 28th, 2010. The judge had no objection to that. Judge Torfey, he released Leo Wanta. And then Christopher Story never got his money back. Okay. This is like a bond in a sense. Of course, why this money has to be paid? Again, he's paying this tax assessment within that. The tax assessment had gone up. In fact, it went up from $30,000, which I mentioned, almost $31,000. Later, again, to $43,000. Then, all of a sudden, the amount has jumped up to well over $643,000, and then very recently, over $1 million. This is absolute insanity. They're just trying to cover this up, hoping that now they can attach these Wisconsin fees to the Wanta settlement, when in reality, Wanta is probably going to file at least a billion dollar lawsuit against Wisconsin.
Okay, now let me ask you this, all right? Is this being done on a state level, because on an international level it's so well known in other parts of the world that they could not possibly get away with it?
Well, I think they're trying to trivialize it. By doing it on a state level, it takes the focus off the federal government. Federal government's mm-hmm. behind this totally. I mean, Bush, Cheney, Chertoff, you can go on and on.
Well, no. I mean, I when I was going through, and I've been doing, and I wanted to comment on this. I mean, I've been going down looking at some of Sherman Skolnick's work, who was a brilliant, in-depth researching journalist. And the tie-ins with this, and what fascinated me as I went through and I was reading this, is that it goes back into the Reagan administration, and the people that are involved in this always seem to be over time. You know, sometimes they'll drop off the map and then later on they show up, but they all seem to be the same back-slapping buddies. And it runs so, the tentacles are so deep in this. And then, you know, you have people that come along, Don, that say, well, you know, I don't take too much stock in this, or it's a hoax or whatever. And all you have to do is go back and look at the articles. And I'm not just talking about Sherman Skolnick. I'm talking about articles that I've read back in 1998, 1999, 2003. Listen, we got to take a break. We'll be back in three. I ran across Stuart Webb's website that said the same thing. We'll be back. Stick with us.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescope antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening. For some of you may have heard my phone ring just before we went to break, and ironically enough, it was Cop Watch, which I had put in 2 emails in and 2 telephone calls to do over a week ago, and that shows you how fast they get back to me. At any rate, I was mentioning all these different places that I keep, you know, as I peruse through and do my research, you know, Leo Wanta's name pops up here and there and the other place by different people, different times, different stories, different books, and so forth. You know, the tie-ins with this, Don, I ran across this yesterday when I was reading it. Tommy Thompson, the Wisconsin governor, who is, you know, one of Bush's back-slapping buddies, Bush Sr., and he's the governor of Wisconsin, is also running for president. So, I mean, you know, not only when they do these evil deeds are they slapping each other's back, back, but they're getting promotions.
Well, his running for president, in my opinion, is related to the Secret Service protection that is given to presidential candidates. So by surrounding himself with Secret Service agents, he can avoid subpoena. So, you know, being served a subpoena, in other words.
Okay.
That's the mentality behind that.
I got you. Okay, we'll continue then. I'm sorry, I got off on a little rampage there.
Let's mention again that when Wanta was arrested, he was carrying, and this was acknowledged by Judge Ross in New York, the federal judge that released him after a 15-minute trial that basically acknowledged that he was indeed a diplomat. And he was a diplomat when he was extradited to Wisconsin, which is a violation of international law and a violation of President Reagan's Order 12333, which gave Wanta the authority to embark upon the intelligence coup that he orchestrated on behalf of the U.S. Treasury. You see, these people didn't think we would figure out what was going on, and they're banking on the news not coming out. So you're hearing it here. Probably this is the only place in the whole world at the moment where this is being discussed on the radio or on the Internet. Now, it is reported on several sites. We know the Idaho Observer has published my article on that and three subsequent newspaper articles, as well as on the web. It's on Rents.com. It's on Conspiracy Planet. It's on hundreds of websites, if not thousands. It's still making the rounds. So people are waking up to the fact that this is going on. Now, the listeners out there who have been thinking, well, I don't know if I buy into this. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it can be believed. We've got document numbers. We've got case numbers. The faxes have been out for years on this, all over the Internet. People have seen the Vreeland faxes that show the sums of billions of dollars being put into personal accounts belonging to George Bush, or the Queen of England, and when I say George Bush, it's both Bushes, primarily senior, however, Mark Rich, and then the money laundering that's going on with the various attorneys that they use in Texas and in other areas, Washington, D.C., New York, same with the banks, same with the securities companies. Now, you've got all kinds of laws being violated here, and people are saying, well, you have to respect the office presidency. Yes, you should, but we have criminals in office. Wake up, folks. We have criminals running our government. We have criminals running our government. How many times must I repeat that? It's obvious. It's obvious. There's an overwhelming amount of documentation. And the fact that the media will not even question whether this is true or not, although they'll have egg on their face before they get started, it shows that the media is complicit, that the media is controlled, that we're receiving propaganda. So wake up, folks. These are criminals.
Well, now let me interject.
Who have been elected to lead your...
Go ahead.
Now I'm ranting. I'm sorry.
I know. I was going to say, let me interject something here. Okay, now I've done this before, and I've tried to picture myself as a mainstream journalist who is overseen by an editor, and realizing that I'm getting paid a salary to do my job, and realizing through experience, let's say I've been there for 5 or 10 years, realizing through experience that if I go over the line and I write something that maybe exposes somebody that they don't want exposed or an event that they don't want exposed, then the editor is going to do just that. He's going to edit the content, and he's also going to slap my hands and say, don't do this again. So over time, as you gather tenure in your respective position, you would learn what you don't want to write about. And, you know, it also goes into the issue of denial. For example, 9/11. Now, all of the listeners out there know how dumbed down Americans are, and a lot of people, through their own experience, and mine and yours, Don, we have approached people and talked about it, and their eyes glaze over. It's easier for them to deny it than it is to take the time to do the in-depth, deep research that has been done to expose it. And we have a number of people out there that choose to do that. And I've said that before. There are people that say, well, I don't drink too much stock in it or whatever. Okay. And the reason that they don't is they don't want to take the time or initiative. Maybe they don't have the time or initiative, and it's easier to discount it, just like it's easier with these, you know, official 9/11 story believers than it is to take the initiative, get up off your seat, and to, you know, go down that respective rabbit hole and find out what's really going on, because the truth is so horrific that they don't want to face it. So that could be it as well. Okay. Sorry. Sounds like we're both ranting today.
Well, you brought up the point that these names keep appearing in various places. You know, these people are all on the Council of Foreign Relations, or they're part of Project for a New American Century, or the Center for Strategic and International Studies. And they have all of these connections in all of these different arenas, which shows you that they're all complicit. How can you know? You know, the whole of Congress knows about this. Why isn't anything being done? Why isn't it being addressed?
Well, let me say
now, what do they have
I was just going to say, well, you just beat me to the punch, Don. Okay, most of them are compromised, and a number of them have the same agenda. You know, if you and I tried to put the shoe on the other foot and play devil's advocate here and say, what it is, you know, I'm trying to be nice to these people and pretend, if you will, for a moment that they're not psychopaths. Okay, and say, what is it about their agenda? What is it? How is it that they can believe that we are better off being ruled in a police state? And you know, the elitists with all of their money and all their power, they think that because they are who they are, they deserve, or it is their right, to rule us. Now, that's what the mindset of some of these congressmen and senators are. Others of them, many of them, are compromised, and they couldn't step forward with anything, even if they had something to step forward with, because they would be exposed, which we've seen happen on more than one occasion. Okay, so, and you have to ask yourself, why is it that Congress is so despondent, so lackadaisical? Why is it that they will not stand up to the plate? I thought about this yesterday, and I want you to think about it, Don. I want all the listeners to think about this. Why is this Congress so complacent? Why is this Senate so complacent? Why do they continually just roll over and do nothing with these behemoths, the Bush family and their cronies? Maybe it's because there are so many deaths, like I reported on the air yesterday, that have happened with these people. And I'm not just talking about the deaths in Iraq, and I'm not talking about 9/11, and I'm not talking about the soldiers that are over there dying in Afghanistan and Iraq. I'm talking about the people that have been associated with them in business, people that have been witnesses to cases. I'm talking about all of these people that have been affiliated directly or indirectly with these people have come up dead. So maybe part of it is a fear factor. Have you ever thought about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're using, first of all, it's a multifaceted response, and I could go on infinitely about all the different aspects of what we're talking about here. You've got secret societies. Why do societies need to be secret? Because they have an agenda that they want to keep from others, so that we, you know, we are not aware of what their plans are. What are their plans? What is the nature of their plans that they must keep them secret? Okay? So as soon as you begin asking questions like that, and then you see that all of these people are Freemasons, or they're Jesuits, or they belong to some Zionist organization that's got these sinister plans and have had them for hundreds of years to take over the world, you know, folks, wake up and realize that it doesn't matter if you're going to blame one or the other. Just look at the responsibility under our Constitution that our government has. And they are our servants. Let's get that straight. They are serving us. It's not the other way around. But they have conveniently turned it around. And then you have the threat of releasing the sex tapes that they have, John DeCamp wrote about the Franklin cover-up. Jack Abramoff was involved in the same thing. Scooter Libby was recently pardoned.
And we have not even heard the scope of the charges that were against him. And I'm sure that all the charges that should have been brought against him were not brought against him.
Isn't it interesting that the Scooter Libby was Barry Seal's attorney? I mean,
yeah,
that's what I mean.
For those, for your listeners who don't know who Barry Seals was, Barry Seal was a Skull and Bones Yale classmate of George W. Bush, and he was the drug runner. He flew the plane. Okay. In fact, at one point, the Bush brothers, George and Jeb, owned the plane, and the FBI's got them on film landing to pick up drugs. Now, this has been reported by lots of people, including Sherman Skolnick, who you mentioned. So, you know, you want to talk about hypocrisy and duplicity. Everything they do is done in duplicate so that they can obfuscate what's really going on. And
well,
you've got people thinking...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and you got people thinking that when it comes around election time, that their candidate actually has a chance to win. And you have to look at the reality that these are criminals, through and through.
Well, off topic for a minute, I got an email this morning from a listener, a good listener, that had mentioned to me that Deanne Burley, who happens to also be a host on RBN, had thoughts that Sherman Skolnick didn't just die, that he was murdered. And I talked to you this morning off the air, and you mentioned the same thing, that there's a possibility that he was indeed murdered.
Immediate impression. Yes.
Okay, we have no evidence of that. But as I went in and I looked at this man's website and how deep, how meticulous his research was. I mean, he had the goods on everybody. He had the goods on what happened to Chandra Levy. I mean, everybody. He had all of the incidents behind it, the people that were doing whatever they were doing illegally behind it. And it was just, it's unbelievable. You can go down that path in Sherman Skolnick's website, and I had a caller that called in yesterday and was mentioning to me. So I went around, like I always do, you know me, Don, I go down the rabbit hole on everybody. And I looked at that, and I just got lost in it for a while. And he's got chapter after chapter after chapter, and it's an ongoing thing, just like Leo Wanta is ongoing. You know, so you have to expand your consciousness and step outside of the box and go a little bit, or not in this case, a lot deeper to realize who these people are. They are a gang of people who eat their own. They are a gang of people who are all in cahoots. They have to be able to trust one another just like the mafia does. They have to know that they are capable of dastardly deeds and to prove it. To get in that circle, if you will, okay, through Freemasonry or whatever it is. And once they are there, they protect their own. And every once in a while, something will happen where they have to toss one to the wolves. But at any rate, now, you off that topic for a second and on to another, and you were talking about the candidates. What is your take, Don? And then we'll get back to what we were talking about before. But I'm noticing here that Ron Paul, even, you know, the Las Vegas odds on Ron Paul are now being slashed from 15 to 1 down to 8 to 1, okay? And the polls that I was looking at yesterday, this guy is not just beating the competition. This guy is cleaning their clocks. So, you know, what is your take on what is in store for Ron Paul? Or, I mean, there was a slam, the worst slam that they could pull. You know how they try to find anything they can to throw at him? Was like him allotting some money for shrimp fishing or something. That was the worst they could do for him. So what, in your estimation, do you think that they will try to do to this guy?
Well, look at what they did to several presidents. I mean, you know, we know that at least four presidents have been assassinated, and it's been alluded to by several historians, several investigative journalists, that there was more evidence that FDR was also taken out for various reasons. So we don't know how many. You could look at every president that died in office as a potential assassination. I would say that the information that comes out is not necessarily 100% accurate, and I can state that on the, you know, just using Sherman Skolnick as an example. It was his death was announced, but there was no disclosure about how he died. And based on what he was doing to the Chicago courts, which is really the nest, it's the viper pit of what's going on in the Justice Department and the money laundering and its associations with organized crime. Now, to answer your question, Ron Paul won't touch certain subjects, which I'm dismayed at, because, but then again, I'm looking at the whole thing of all the candidates that are running. You have to take into account that the number of candidates that they have running currently is far beyond what we've seen in the past. And, it's obvious that they're really trying to divide and then conquer. They know what their plan is. They know who is going to get the nomination. Now, what they didn't expect is the people to rally behind Ron Paul, and so he is a threat. So they're going to do what they can to bring him down. They're going to do what they can to limit our ability to get our message across of support for him. And I'm speaking, when I say our, those that are supporting him. I'm not declaring whether or not I am, although what he's saying makes more sense than what I hear from the other candidates. The other candidates, as far as I'm concerned, are shills, and many are complicit in the Wantagate affair on both sides of the aisle. The fact that a third or fourth party candidate is never allowed to participate in the debates shows that it's all controlled by intelligence designs. And even beyond that, whoever it is that controls the intelligence agencies. And we know that they're operating from all these secret factions. Folks, you need to look up, look at that and understand what's going on. You need to go beyond what appears to be superficial. I'm not implying that in any way is Ron Paul a puppet. He may just be running, purely because he wants to be the president of the United States and wants to turn this country around.
Okay, we got a break. When we get back, I have another question for you. So we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Don Nikoloff. Stick with us. We got more.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology.
In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Back, Michael Herzog, the American Awakening short segment here coming up to the top of the hour, and I wanted to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. For the next hour, the phone lines will be open, and you guys can call in with a question or comment if you like. And I wanted to ask you, Don, I ran across a video, a new video that was just put out by with G. Edward Griffin and Dr. Edwin Vieira, and they were talking about Ron Paul, and they mentioned, now this could be more directed to the mainstream public, to awaken them on the money machine. However, they made a comment that the reason that the mainstream media is not paying any attention to Ron Paul is because he's so frugal, they do not see that he's going to spend enough money on ad campaigns to make it worth their while to put him on. Do you think there's any truth in that?
Well, I don't know. First of all, I would have to say, you know, it's a sin that you have to spend money to get your message across. And I think Ron Paul's trying to do that right now. He may be being frugal, planning for what might occur should he be a front runner. Of course, you have this obfuscation of the fact that he does have a lot of grassroots support, and they're trying to keep that information from us because the mind-controlled public likes a winner, and so they jump on the bandwagon. They know people do that, and you know, you'll vote for somebody even if you don't like them, just to stop someone else from getting in. So as long as they keep the information from the general public, they can do their spin. And so you know, I don't know how they arrived at that conclusion. I, you know, without talking to them and without reading or seeing, this was a video you mentioned.
It's a new video, and I wish I wrote it down somewhere, and I've got so many papers on my desk here, I can't find it. But
yeah,
I wrote it down. Go ahead.
I haven't seen it, so I couldn't speak, you know, authoritatively on what they said or what my take is on it. But I would just say that, you know, without having seen it, that, you know, it may be true, or, you know, I don't think that's a reason, you know, to not support a candidate, how much money they have. That's not the purpose behind it. Of course, everything seems to run around money here, and that is the whole issue. So where are they really getting their money? You know,
what they were alluding to was the fact that, you know, these campaigns are so expensive. I don't, you know, it's up in the hundreds of millions, the small hundred, a couple hundred million or whatever. And I know that Ron Paul's budget, although he has raised more money per se than he ever thought in his wildest imagination he was going to raise, it, and more than John McCain, it's still, you know, in comparison, not anywhere near as much as what, you know, somebody like Hillary Clinton would raise. Interestingly enough, he's getting a tremendous amount of support for the military, which should tell the powers that be something. Unfortunately, it does tell the powers that be something, but they don't use the information for the same reason we would use the information, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it would be interesting if there was a finite way to determine how much money actually came from the people and how much came from the corporations, and add that up and see if it matches the amounts that are being published.
Well, another thing that I found rather interesting, and by the way, as all my listeners know, I don't own a TV. I haven't had for quite some time, and I really don't miss it. I also do not pay any attention anymore to mainstream radio, i.e. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. I used to listen to them, and I got to the point where I only listened to them to get the other side. We'll be back in 2 minutes at the top of the hour. Stick with me for the second hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we'll continue with this conversation when we get back with my special guest, Don Nikoloff. See you in 2 minutes.